Get your brooms out, Stars fans. It's a clean sweep on this road trip. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. You know what? As we end up March, the Stars, six in a row now. Wyatt Johnston scored for the fifth straight game. I mean, it's not a game unless Wyatt Johnston scores, of course. 3-1 against the Seattle Kraken. Second straight win over the Kraken at Climate Pledge Arena. And this one was kind of the Casey DeSmith show at times as well, as Casey DeSmith came up once again, big for the Dallas Stars. And, you know, it's just one of those things where the Stars are not allowing Winnipeg to get away. And that's a beautiful thing. Winnipeg keeps winning. The Stars keep winning, as the Stars are now 4 points back as Winnipeg beat Vancouver the other night. And do we have some news for you? Calgary scores 2 third period goals and takes Colorado to overtime, where they beat the Avalanche in the shootout. So therefore, the Avalanche only pick up 1 point on the night. So as we stand right now, as I bring up my standings for the Central Division, we have Colorado at 94 points through 75 games played. The Stars with a game in hand on Colorado with 102 points. So an 8-point lead with a game in hand. So really looking good for the Stars right now, as the Avalanche over the last few games seem to have leveled it off. All right. How did this thing happen? Well, for the second straight game, the Seattle Kraken get on the board first. And it's a Kako goal. No one putting a stick on anything having to do with Jaden Schwartz as he makes his way around the net. He was so free that he could have easily turned and tried to stuff it in. It was almost as if the players were just watching at that point. But he passes to a wide open untouched Kako coming through the middle. Really nice trade for Seattle with the New York Rangers. 1-0 Seattle. Looks like they have a good one in Kako, who really wasn't getting any playing time with the Rangers, now getting a lot of playing time for the Seattle Kraken. 92 seconds later, though, the Stars answer. And this has been one of the trademarks of this team, is answering back when necessary, whether it's after a loss, answering back with a big win, whether a team scores, the Stars answer back. At the beginning of the season, the Stars allowed teams just to answer back, and it seems as though they have flipped the table. So 92 seconds later, Mason Marchment, folks, good things happen when you put shots on net. His shot was going to miss the net. However, Matt Duchene was in front of the net, deflects off of him, past Grubauer. It's 1-1. And as I mentioned, it's not a Stars game without Wyatt Johnston scoring. So for the fifth straight game, Wyatt Johnston makes a nifty move to beat a goaltender. Lots of talented plays here. First, Esa Lindell coming out of his zone with that lob pass that he's really good at. And it's perfect timing because he hits Johnston as he's streaking. And because it was in the air, Johnston has the ability to hit it down, which allows him to maneuver past Vince Dunn, and then he beats Grubauer. So great stretch lob pass from Lindell, and the talent of Wyatt Johnston to control the puck out of the air and at the same time move past Dunn with the body. Just impressive. 2-1. Good guys. Casey DeSmith after that making some big saves to keep the game at 2-1. The Stars. Penalties. If there's one thing to criticize this team of as of late, it's the penalty situation. Almost a double minor situation, because Dumba goes off late in the second and then Bischel goes off right after that. Basically, it was a double minor for Seattle, but the Stars penalty kill comes up big as Seattle goes 0-for on the power play, just like a lot of teams do. And the Stars put it away in the third period. By the way, they had 11 giveaways in the second period, so they needed Casey DeSmith to come up big. Third period, Granlund scores the empty netter, and that is your hockey game. So two solid wins for the Stars, lot to still work on, but anytime you could sweep a road trip on the road, boy, that's really impressive. Matt Duchene, 44 points on the road this year. Wyatt Johnston, back-to-back 30-goal seasons. You talk about Matt Duchene and listening to him after the game, interviewed on the Victory Plus broadcast, one of the things he was saying is, we're already thinking of the playoffs. So we have to keep our mindset at the present, but all of us are thinking about the playoffs. He said he's specifically thinking about the playoffs and how he can be a difference maker this year. He felt as though while he did a lot of the two-way jobs and did block some shots, he wasn't as good offensively in the playoffs as he needs to be. And that's something he wants to do for this team this year. You could listen to Matt Duchene talk for a while. Absolutely love the accountability and the leadership coming out of Matt Duchene. Just a true leader now in the room. What an acquisition by Jim Nill as he puts up another great season for the Stars. And as I mentioned, his Nashville contract balloons up a little bit more. So hopefully he spends one more year at least in a Stars uniform around $3 million a year. That would be great. All right, let's take some of your questions that you had. Eden Shallow says, no question, just wanted to share how much I love meeting Stars fans this weekend and sharing the wins with them in person. Spoke to several Spits and Suds listeners. It was just so much fun. Wish I could go to every game. I wish you could too, Eden, because you're pretty darn good luck. I mean, stick tap to you. Absolutely love it when you, the Stars fans, go on the road. I love going on the road with the team. I think it's a lot of fun. You get to explore a great city like Seattle and take it in. And then there's just a road community when you're on the road. You see the sweater and you're like, hey, where are you from? And it's just a natural icebreaker conversation maker. So fellow Stars fans, that is pretty awesome, Eden. Congratulations. And I'm so glad that the Stars put on some great efforts for you on this road trip. And thank you so much for spreading the word about Spits and Suds. We appreciate it. Steven says they've talked about cleaning up the shot count after every game for a few weeks, but the offense deprived Kraken still put up 30 shots back to back. Sample size is growing. This is just who they are without Miro. Yeah, I think that shows how important Miro is to this team, Steven, because that shot differential really did not show its ugly head, so to speak, until Miro went down. So that's something they need to clean up in the playoffs. You're relying too much on your goaltending. Your goaltending has been absolutely outstanding, better than expected this year, and you already had it at a high level. So you have to alleviate some of that. I mean, you know, the teams that you're going to play take it to a next level in the playoffs. So you have to take your game defensively to the next level. What the Blicken says, I say they catch the Jets. It's certainly a possibility. It's going to come down to that game, I think, when they play the Jets. The Jets have a tough road ahead as far as some games. But at the same time, the Jets keep winning. So the Jets keep putting W's on the board. So, you know, for the Stars, they just have to keep winning and let it play out. But that is a 4-point swing that upcoming game that the Stars have against the Jets. And the Jets are in Los Angeles as I tape this. It is Tuesday, so later this evening. So that's something to watch out for as they have the next two games, Kings and then Vegas. So a tough road ahead. So let's see how the Jets do the next couple of games. Stars, however, have Nashville and Pittsburgh. There are no easy games in the NHL. You cannot let off the gas. But boy, that would be nice to get the one seed in the West. Jeffrey at JLux007, please tell me Harley keeps his spot on PP1 whenever Miro returns. I do believe that will be the case because I think they're going to limit Miro's minutes when he does return. Daniel Griffin says, Gavin, who takes the D spot on PP1 when Miro returns? I think it's going to be Harley. If it's not, then I think that's a mistake because remember on this program, a lot of us, a lot of our Spits and Suds contributors and myself were saying that Thomas Harley needed to be power play one quarterback. And you've seen the increase in the power play. And that's not a knock against Miro. But at the same time, you know, offensively, Harley's better right now. So that's just the situation. Love the pod, Spits and Suds. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Daniel. Stick tap to you, my friend. Really appreciate you and everyone else for listening. Michael, now we're in April and Miro is back on the ice. How do you feel we have to get him back to win round one versus the Avs? I do feel as though he needs to come back. Gregory Finley, our great producer, and I were talking about this pregame. The Avs have leveled off, but I just don't like that matchup. Do I think the Stars can beat the Avs? Yeah, absolutely. But do I think the Avs can take out the Stars in round one? I do. And that's not a knock on the Stars. I think it's just two good teams playing each other. If you 100% think the Stars can beat the Avs, I mean, good for you. And if that comes out the case, awesome. I will be cheering on the Stars hard. I just, you don't want everyone to have a reality check that if they finish in second, that's going to be a tough first round matchup for the Stars. But heck, they did it last year. They had a tough road to the Western Conference Finals. All right, let's go to Marsha G. She says, Gavin, could some of Liam Bischel's high stick penalties be happening because he's so tall? Yes, absolutely that can happen. But the rule is that you need to be in control of your stick at all times. So that's going to be the learning curve of young Mr. Bischel, is how to use that stick properly and how to know that his height at times, while most of the time can be advantage, in these small cases, it can be a disadvantage. So he's going to have to learn how to use the stick and when, and that's just part of the learning curve. I think sometimes we have to take a step back and realize that big men, Zdeno Chara, remember, Zdeno Chara was with the New York Islanders before going to Ottawa and then the career with the Bruins. So it took a while for Big Z to get going. Tyler Myers was with a few teams before he got going as a quality defenseman. Colton Parayko got off to a really good start and is a really good player this year for St. Louis. But you have to admit, he had a couple down years as well. Like, big defensemen have a lot of advantages, but I think everyone would agree that it takes some time for them to get adjusted to this league. So kind of interesting right there. So let's see. Aaron Thacker said during the game, here is your parade to the penalty box again. So, yeah. I mean, that's been happening and, you know, it's kind of unfortunate, but at the same time, I mean, that's the way it is. Nothing you can do about it. So that's going to do it for Spits and Suds. And, thank you so much for following and listening on this West Coast road trip. Got to admit, toothpicks in the eyes for most of this series for me. I'm glad that it's going to be a 7 o'clock start on Thursday. So we're not going to stop, probably have a podcast or two prior to that as we head into April, as we move towards the playoffs. This is the time that we all get together and we enjoy Stars hockey and we enjoy the fellowship. Just because I'm doing this podcast now and I ask for it, feel free to ask anytime. At GJ Spittle on Twitter/X. Give me a follow. Would love to follow you back. You can always direct message me at that email address. Any questions you have. If I don't know the answer, a lot of times I'll ask one of our guys, David Castillo, Robert Tiffin, Sean Shapiro. We'll bring it up on the program and we'll get you those answers. And also a final reminder, if for some reason you're listening on Apple and you have a chance to review this program, that certainly helps us. Saw a great review the other day, and we truly appreciate it. Hey, we're growing this thing together, and stick tap to you. So once again, the Stars finish off in style. Big, big winning streak right now. Still some work to do, but you know what? Coming down to the end, the fact that they're fighting with Winnipeg for first place in the Central Division, I will take that. That is a beautiful thing. So until we do another podcast of Spits and Suds, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day, everybody.